Superintendent Mark Shepherd joins us this morning. So nice to have you here.
Well, great to be here, Rich. I almost called you Rich.
I know. I actually talked to Rich yesterday. So, yeah, he's doing well.
I saw him doing the Midland women's game last night.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the latest upward trends with students and such.
Okay, so our COVID numbers are going a direction we really don't want them to go. We're currently at 74 students out and 14 staff out as of yesterday with positive tests. And I think that's one piece of the puzzle. It's a piece of the puzzle that we've paid attention to.
Mm-hmm.
It still represents a pretty small percentage of overall student population. But another number that we're also keying in on right now is the number of students that are out for illness or quarantine. And that number has grown to about 340. So that's almost 7% of our overall student enrollment. As a reminder, we have 5,000 students. We have about 800 employees, full and part-time. And so we're really paying attention to that number right now, and we're making some adjustments in our protocol based on that.
Is that the highest you've had, or is that, I mean, through all this?
The numbers yesterday for both illnesses out and for COVID are the highest we've had this year.
Okay. The difference now is, our quarantine period has been cut down, right?
It has. Yeah. The Center for Disease Control issued some new guidance that took effect around the first of the year. So coming back after the break, students only have to be in quarantine and staff for 5 days instead of 10. They can come back for the next 5 days, days 6 through 10. But they are required to wear a mask. And just to kind of put that in perspective, prior to that, students would have been out for, and staff would have been out for 10 days. And if it was a family exposure, out for 14 days from the last time they were in close proximity. And so, that's, again, one of the reasons why we continue to look at these numbers very closely. We continue to make decisions based on our numbers. And I think that's really an important piece. Obviously, we implemented a mask requirement. It started Tuesday of this week, and it extends through next Friday. And had quite a bit of feedback from the public in that regard. A little bit of positive, mostly negative, but people are concerned about that. They're concerned about a lack of choice. They're concerned about all the things that we know and read about in regard to masking. I think the biggest thing that we have to keep in mind is that for our school district, we're basing our decisions based on our numbers, not based on what we read in the paper, not based on what we see on online reports, but actually our student and staff numbers and what's happening within our school district.
Do you get much pushback from students?
You know, the students are really good. They were good a year ago when we were masked the whole year. And they've been good this week. And I think, they want to be in school. They know, they remember what it was like when we lost a whole quarter, basically, at home and had to shut down all activities, had to shut down everything that we were about. And so they're going to do what they need to do to stay in school. And I think that's really important. As I mentioned, on this show many times, we had to mask up some students and staff along the way as we had the Epilink exposures. I think the five-day CDC requirement really changed that because it takes about 1 to 2 days to do the contact tracing, identify who the students are that were in close proximity to somebody who tested positive, and then notify them and then have them stay home. Whereas now when it's only 5 days, you're pretty much there by the time you get through that process.
Yeah, yeah. I think so for today, there are games and activities going on. For example, the basketball teams travel to Lincoln Southeast today. So you have to kind of balance everything because Lincoln Southeast is doing something different than what we're doing in Fremont, right?
You do, absolutely. And swimming and diving, I think, goes out to Grand Island today as well. And so with athletics and activities, we follow the requirements that are in place where we're competing or where we're performing. And we followed that last semester. We know that LPS, for example, Lincoln Public Schools, and OPS have been masked up for some time. Right now, Douglas County is under a mask requirement, as is Lancaster County. So as we travel to Lincoln tonight, we'll take our masks with us, and we'll be required to wear those at the Prosh Gymnasium. And same would be true as people travel to Grand Island. We're going to follow, and we have to follow, the rules that are in place by the homeschool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. You also have a board meeting. Let's see. Is there, or you had a board meeting, and there's some goal setting going on?
Yeah, we had a board meeting 2 weeks ago, and then we have our, I'd say, every two-year goal setting session this Sunday. It gives the board an opportunity to look at the goals that we've had in place, work with a facilitator who will lead us through a process of really identifying our priorities and potentially realigning some of those priorities, and then you know, presenting some new goals to begin to work on. The last 4 months at board meetings, we've given the board updates on all of our goals. We've given them you know, feedback as to kind of where we were, where we are now, and where we continue to work, the things we continue to work on. I think the important thing is that we need to make sure that we create measurable goals and then work through actionable items towards meeting those goals. And so that'll be a process that the board will be engaged in this Sunday. It's kind of a work session type environment. And then, you know, our bond issue is a great example of something that came out of a board goal. A couple years ago, we had a board goal to really evaluate our facilities, look at our needs, prioritize our needs, and then look at what can we do about that. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it ended up in a bond issue that was successful.
Yeah, yeah, that it's going to be pretty important this Sunday. I mean, there's a lot of, well, I guess a lot of fine details that you're really going to have to look at. And just with the bond issue and what's happening there, boy, you've got a lot to think about.
So many decisions being made right now, and they're decisions that are impactful, not just for today, but for long term into mm-hmm. the future. And I think that's really important. You know, one thing that we've continued to message, and as I've replied to people and responded to them with their concerns, whether it be over masking or what we're doing in regard to COVID, is we need to continue to message that if you're sick, you need to stay home. If you're waiting for test results, you absolutely need to stay home.
Yeah, you do.
You know, you've heard me talk about it before. A couple of those Epilinks we had last fall would not have happened had the people just kept their students home mm-hmm. during the time when they were waiting for test results. And then fever is still a real issue. And if a student has a fever, they need to stay home without medication until they're fever-free. Yeah. So they can take medication, obviously, at home.
Yeah, but, yeah, at home.
But they can't come back until they're fever-free without medication. That's really important.
Yeah.
Because we are seeing some flu. We're also seeing some other respiratory illnesses within our school district.
Yeah, it makes it difficult for the nurse, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. I think we've covered everything. If there anything else?
I think that's about it. You know, hopefully we can get through this this week and next week, and if our numbers can turn in a favorable direction, we'll start to adjust our protocol again. I'd like to have that protocol step back instead of forward again.
Yeah, I just thought of another question. I know some of the schools around us have closed for most of the week. Are you to that point where you're struggling with staff?
Well, I mean, we've had a challenge all year. We've talked about it on this show. We've talked about it on other shows as well with getting enough substitutes. And so we continue to look at that closely, because when we don't have enough substitutes, then we have to have teachers cover that mm-hmm. During their plan time, during any, you know, the little bit of breaks that they have during a day. And so it is something that we continue to look at and monitor very closely. Kind of knock on wood, we've been able to fill, I would say, at least 3/4 of our subs almost all year. But that still does put a burden on the rest of the staff. I think one of our bigger challenges is if we have to continue long-term as far as masking and the advanced protocols, then we're going to have to start looking at options for parents, options for families that may even include online learning.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate it. Mark Shepherd, Superintendent of Fremont Public Schools, with us this morning.